Hello.
Good morning. Is this Ross?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ross. It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How was the graduation?
Oh, it was just a senior dinner type thing. The graduation's not till June 8th, but it was good.
Okay. Yeah, you had me thinking about it last night because I have two boys. They're 5 and 3, but it hasn't really crossed my mind yet that I'm going to have to go through that, and I feel like I'm going to end up crying like a little baby.
So. It'll be tears of joy, trust me.
Yeah.
Get them on their way.
Yeah, get out of the door. You know, I was I recently took them on a vacation, and I ran into this older gentleman out there. I'm 32, so I guess I'm kind of an older gentleman too, but this guy was up there, and he was telling me, you know, you get 18 years with them, and then then you get like one more year with them throughout the rest of your life, but it's spread out in like visits, like every day or, you know, what it may be. And it was an interesting way to think about it, you know. He's like, you only get 19 years in total with your kids. Enjoy them when they're little, you know. And
exactly.
I was like, you know, so it made me feel good because I was kind of going nuts carrying everything around and dealing with them running around the beach. But I was like, all right, I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all worth it in the end, so.
Well, I wanted to follow up with you, obviously, about our conversation yesterday. I know you were anticipating possibly switching from your current service provider to our services.
Yeah, so, and I guess my problem is, like, I just paid them, like, $400 this week.
Wow, okay. $400? I thought they were charging you $199.
Yeah, there was some one-time setup fee or something.
Gotcha.
And, of course, it's all that's non-refundable, so I guess that turns out to be kind of a waste for me, you know?
Yeah.
Because once I shut them down, they're not going to do anything for me anymore, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's definitely ways you can dispute that, though. You know, if you go through them, of course, it's going to be, hey, it's non-refundable. But you go to your bank. it's a different story.
Yeah. Maybe I should just do that and
you just have to sit down with them and tell them, like, hey, you know, this wasn't authorized, you know. I mean, worst case scenario, it's just something you add to the write-offs. But I've actually gone through that with some of my clients before, even with them trying to get lead fees back with Home Advisor by Angie's too, and it's always a mess. They put all these things in there, like, oh, you know, you can't get reimbursed, or you're binded to a contract for a year, but it's marketing, you know, it's at your own discretion. So just like they
usually the bank gives you money back anyway, so I've never had any problem with it. But.
Yeah, yeah, I have Amex, so Amex, it's like I just tell them, and I could actually do it through the app, and they reimburse me, and they'll dispute it. Take it up with them on their own.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and usually you never hear anything back either, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, they were great the first couple days or whatever, and I haven't heard anything from them since. They were supposed to have someone call me and be a personal technician and all this other stuff, and that hasn't happened yet. So I'm starting to wonder, actually, you know, how much they're working on it, you know.
So
they got my money, but
it does take time. You know, it would take them probably about 90 days to get you on the first page for a keyword. But the problem with SEO, and the reason we kind of steered away from it as a company once we partnered with Google, is just that it's dodgy. Like, you might show for one or two keywords, but not some of the other ones, you know, and then that really affects the client success. So the Google partnership made it so our clients were seeing a lot more success a lot sooner, and that helped us retain people. So even though we have to pay Google a large chunk of every account, you know, we're retaining people at such a better clip and have them coming back, and it makes it actually worthwhile to us.
Yeah, I mean, I checked you guys out. You do have better reviews than PageHub or whatever. So, you know, I know it's not going to be 90 days, but you think within the first 30 days, I mean, I'm not going to hold you anything, but you think within the first 30 days I'll be in the first page, top three or something like that?
Well, again, so Google tells us the calls are recorded, right, obviously. So Google tells us to quote everybody 30 to 45 days. But you have a lot of the tools that take up the most time, like building the website, going through the Google verification process. So you could see yourself up there sooner, but I'm supposed to stick to those guidelines and not miss
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. I mean, that's better than the 90 days. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot faster turnaround.
Like you said, I kind of partnership. Kind of done a lot of the legwork already, getting, you know, Google verified and all that stuff. So
yeah, instead of going through that again, we just got to have you add us as manager to the business profile. And they send you a link and they show you how to do that, and it makes it a lot easier.
All right. All right. Yeah. Let's do it. And I'll be able to get a hold of you anytime, right? Through that contact you sent me there, the number and extension. So are you going to be like my contact, or will I have someone different to deal with, or how's this work?
Yeah, so I'll be your account lead, but there is going to be account management team. So I don't want to give you the impression that I'm the only person you will talk to, especially if I'm currently working on an account. We don't ever leave our clients unattended, so somebody will address that call. If you just prefer to talk to me, you can let them know, and then I'll call you back at my earliest convenience.
Okay. All right.
All right, so I'm going to create the business profile. I know it's going to sound a little repetitive. We have a lot of this stuff, but I just want to confirm in case there was any changes and for our record. So on the first page of Google, we only want one phone number there as the primary line of contact for your clients. Is that this number that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, so 207-217-3805?
Yes.
All right. And then your website's good. You're comfortable with the website being attached to the first page placement on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any changes you would like to make to your website?
Well, yes, but not right now. It's like I said, it's kind of a simple website, but I just haven't gotten back to fine-tuning as far as adding a gallery and all that stuff, but
okay.
I think it's pretty good myself. But.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad at all. I mean, the idea here is a lot of times we just recommend a landing page. We want them to call you. I mean, they're already looking for what you do. We don't want them to hop on the site and start looking for prices and stuff like that. Just call them and get a quote, you know?
Well, the thing is people don't have time to read 160 pages of a website or something, you know? So I just try to keep mine simple and... You know, it's a way to contact me and tells a little bit about the company. That's about it. So
yeah, I think it'll do the trick. And if you ever want to change it, or if you want to remodel it or upgrade to something fancy, there are options to do that for you here.
Okay.
Okay. And then the address for the business is the same. There's no changes. That's 719 Chamberlain Meeting House Road.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and update. Email address the same. 45. NorthME@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
7 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
And Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want your street address hidden online?
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm not too worried about people showing up at my place, so.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from customers?
Yeah, I got to get set up for card, but I guess that's not too difficult. Get a card reader and...
Yeah, there is a percentage, though, so I always put on there, like, additional fees may apply, so that way whatever the bank tells you the percentage will be per transaction, we could put that on the customer.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. All right, and then for a client interview. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete them. What would be the best time to do a client interview today?
Let's see. How about 5 o'clock my time?
5 o'clock Eastern Standard. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, to this appointment. They'll also send you a text message reminder 1 hour prior to the client interview, just as a heads up. If anything changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to make sure we get it done before we go into the weekend here. So that way there's no, hiccups and they could work on
it. Is it just a phone call or is it a video call or what?
Okay. No, it's just a phone call. It's all basic information, nothing that you wouldn't know off the top of your head since you're the business owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty simple. It just helps us get, like, which keywords you want to nail down, the service area. Like, if there's any places, like, you don't want to go to, then we can use negative keywords for certain service areas, too.
Okay.
Things like that. We just want to make sure that the calls that come in are as qualified as possible without us having to, like, actually answer the call.
Right.
Okay. All right, let me save. Ross Palmer. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I got a card here, a business card.
Okay. Now, it has your business name on it?
Yeah, it's got my name and the business. Yep.
Okay. So let me add the 45 North.
LLC is what's on the card here, 45 North LLC.
Okay. Do you want the business name to be displayed with the LLC? Because it currently doesn't have it.
No, I don't. I guess that's kind of irrelevant. What I would like to see is, I would like to see 45 North Quality Home Services.
45 North.
I mean, the business name is.
Okay.
Yeah, 45 North is the business name, but, you know, kind of Quality Home Services is my CAG or whatever that I use because, like I said, I'm trying to set my business apart as more a higher quality standard of work rather than, you know, just every average Joe that can do this type of work. So.
Gotcha. So you wanted to read 45 North Home Services, to be exact.
Quality Home Services.
45 North Quality Home Services. Okay.
Yeah.
And the
usually they, like, when you do a search of someone, you know, the business name comes up, but there's, like, a hyphen or a colon or whatever, and then it says, you know, kind of what they're about
DBA.
Or whatever. Is that? Yeah, it's not really DBA. It just kind of shows what, you know, another piece of information about the business, I guess.
Yeah, because 45 North could mean anything, you know. So if you put quality
right.
services in there, I think that'll get it. And then the keyword optimization obviously will play a huge role. I mean, you want them to show up specifically for what you do, right? So if somebody types in
right.
inspector, deck inspector, you're already going to be there. So that'll help,
right.
you know, clear any of that confusion up.
Right.
I think it looks good like this. You like it all together, right? The 45 North?
Yes, it's one word, yeah.
Okay. I see it exactly how you have it on your logo on your website, and I just kind of followed that model there.
Yep.
Okay. Let me update. All right. And then the billing address for the card is the same as the street address that was PIN verified?
Yes.
Okay. So no change in address. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4496.
4496.
11. Okay. I'll let you say in between. All right.
Okay.
So 1100.
1100.
0173.
0173.
3229.
3229. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
0327.
0327. And then there's 3-digit code on the back.
526.
526. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me. Or if you don't understand, I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
45 North, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ross Palmer. Proprietor.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Ross, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. You already did a good job of disclosing that. But after today, you know, remember you can only have one manager of that Google business profile. So if you're going to add anything online, just make sure to give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not like duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already providing for you.
Okay.
Okay. Remember this package also has that $100 of Facebook ads in there too.
Okay.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 23rd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived the setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 23rd day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $249. Now, it says here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a full outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to get an automated message for Google verification. I know you've already done the Google verification, so that's at your own discretion if you want to fill that out or not. And then also there is a login credentials that you're going to get for your account dashboard and tracking system, and that'll pipeline your leads. So if you are missing calls, it'll actually save their information for you to be able to call them back.
Okay.
Okay, and there'll also be recordings in there, so that way you have a pretty firm understanding of what's coming from where. It'll also have a breakdown of like what you're receiving from Facebook and the other directories as well. So we have transparency on what we're bringing in each month. All right, so let me go ahead and process the payment. Make sure you get those, and then we should be good to go until the client interview this afternoon. Okay, the payment has cleared on our end. It says allow up to 60 seconds to receive your text message confirmation.
Okay.
They're also going to send you that separate email. They'll walk you through it, though, on how to add us as manager to the Google business profile, so that way we don't have to jump through all those loops again.
Could you repeat that? I was reading a different text message. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. So I was saying, like, because you're already verified, we just have to send you, like, an email to add us as manager to the Google business profile. So they will send
that
out.
Yeah, I had to do that with, PageHub, too, so.
Oh, okay. So
you're going to have email. I'm going to have a little bit of time to call them and cancel and tell them that they're not going to give me my money back, and then, like I said, I'll go to the bank on them, I guess, so.
Yeah, going to the bank is going to be the best route. I'm not really supposed to tell you to do that, but
yeah.
I've had my fair share of experiences where I just go down there and I just tell them. It depends on which bank it is, you know. B of A, I have to go in there. American Express, I could usually just do it through the app or call them.
I just got your message here, so I need to accept these terms of the subscription, is that correct?
Correct. That's going to be a full outline of the agreement in writing, so it'll have everything we're doing for you broken down. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom it will ask you to sign off on it with your first and last.
Okay. All right.
And then there's a hard copy of this that's been sent over to your email. That way you have it on file and we have it on file that you have that discounted pricing structure for that Platinum bundle indefinitely.
Okay. So I'm having a hard time. So I accepted everything, but I'm having a hard time. Hold on just a sec here. Mm-hmm.
button's not really visible for me to click on.
Click confirm?
Kind of has. Is it the orange one or the gray
one?
It
should be the orange one. It says confirm signature.
It's just a little bit of it showing.
Huh.
Oh. Can't seem to... Like my menu bar is covering it.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah. It's probably because I'm on a mobile here. Let me try and turn it. Oh, there it is. I just turned it sideways so I could get it. There we go. All right. So it brought me to a login page here, so.
There you go. So briefly here, you'll get an automated text message that will have your username and password for the account dashboard and tracking system. And then once you log in, the username, I actually could see it right now. It's it's your phone number. And then the password is PPC ad. Once you log in, you can change it. This is going to be pretty blank, Ross, until we actually, like, get inside the Google Business profile and do that optimization for the Google placement, and then actually start seeing traffic. So, I mean, this might be blank for a couple of days, but it'd be good to just know how to log into it. We also have an app that you could download. They'll send you an email with a link to the app. If you want to have that on your mobile device while you're out in the field, it'll make your life a lot easier to be able to track everything and know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. I know you're working over there, but I want to officially, you know, welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, remember, I'm just a phone call away. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. The same number, you just hit extension 1. Enjoy the rest of your workday, and then we'll circle back with you between 5 and 6 for that client interview, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Ross. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye.